George W. Bush is making his first trip to New York as president today. He'll take part in a ceremony with the Catholic leadership of New York, honoring the late Cardinal O'Connor at St. Patrick's Cathedral, the latest in a series of meetings the president has attended with Catholic leaders across the country. The Bush White House has made an effort to reach out to Catholic voters, church-going Catholics in particular. Later this month, President Bush will meet with Pope John Paul at the Vatican, and sometime soon he's expected to decide whether the government should fund research on embryonic stem cells, a controversial issue of great importance to the Catholic Church. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
John DiUlio describes himself as the only born-again Catholic in the White House. He runs the president's Office of Faith-Based Initiatives. DiUlio says that when he first listened to then-Governor Bush explain his vision of social policy, it resonated with him as a Catholic.
Catholic voters, especially Catholic Church's social teaching, are pretty resonant with what the president believes. His belief in faith and community initiatives is pretty much a mirror image of what Catholics call subsidiarity doctrine, both sides of it, both in terms of getting help up close and personal to people in need, from their neighbors, from their friends, from civic association, but also not being afraid to call in larger units of society up to and including the national government.
Catholic voters, unlike some other conservatives, are not reflexively anti-government. And church-going Catholics in particular, DiUlio says, are a constituency built for the president's philosophy of compassionate conservatism. They fit perfectly into the president's political strategy as well. In the 2000 election, Al Gore won the overall Catholic vote, partly because of his strength among Hispanics. But George Bush did better among Catholic voters than any Republican since Ronald Reagan in 1984. Political scientist John Green studies religion and politics at the University of Akron.
If we look at white Catholics, observant Catholics, those are individuals that attended Mass once a week or more often, voted 57% for George Bush and only 43% for Al Gore. And that's really an important change historically because Catholics have tended to be democratic.
Green's research showed that the more often voters went to church, the more likely it was they voted Republican. George Bush won 84% of the Protestant evangelical vote, which makes the president's political strategists think they should be able to get more than 57% of church-going Catholics next time around. In an evenly split electorate, where a few hundred thousand votes can make a big difference, Catholic voters are even more important to President Bush because they're concentrated in the big Midwestern states, states that Mr. Bush lost in 2000. John Green.
If you look at it in terms of the Electoral College map, that makes states like Pennsylvania and Illinois and Michigan much more competitive because there's a large Catholic population in those states. So just in terms of presidential politics, there's an awful lot to be gained by expanding this vote for the Republicans.
So President Bush is carefully courting the Catholic vote. Scores of Catholic leaders have been invited to the White House. Everywhere he goes, the president spends time at Catholic churches, Catholic charities, and visits with Catholic bishops and cardinals. Every Thursday at 11 a.m., a White House representative participates in a conference call with conservative Catholic leaders. The Republican National Committee has revived its Catholic task force. Deal Hudson, the publisher of Crisis magazine, is one of the president's outside advisors. He says Mr. Bush has learned how to communicate with observant Catholics.
I think it's obvious that President Bush, during the campaign, became more and more familiar with Catholic language and Catholic concepts, subsidiarity, solidarity, culture of life, culture of death, and he wove that through his language. That's been a growing, I think, phenomenon in the Bush, both the candidacy and the presidency. There's more and more of a Catholic sensibility entering in.
President Bush chose to give his first commencement address this year at Notre Dame University, where he reintroduced his faith-based initiative as the third phase of the war on poverty, a Democratic president's policy and one that is embraced by many Catholics.
We make that commitment because we're Americans. Aspiration is the essence of our country. We believe in social mobility, not social Darwinism. We are the country of the second chance, where failure is never final, and that dream has sometimes been deferred. It must never be abandoned.
A non-Catholic listener might have caught the reference to Langston Hughes' famous poem, but Professor John Green says an observant Catholic probably heard something else.
Catholics who have been following the teachings of their bishops and even of our current pope, there is quite a lot of talk against social Darwinism, against the notion that the market should govern everything.
Catholic social teaching also says that with every social right, there's a corresponding social duty to help the neglected. And at Notre Dame, the president and his speechwriters wove that concept into his address.
The life of service is a life of significance, because materialism ultimately is boring, and consumerism can build a prison of wants. Because a person who is not responsible for others is a person who is truly alone. Because there are a few better ways to express our love for America than to care for other Americans. And because the same God who endows us with individual rights also calls us to social obligations.
Until recently, the president's effort to cultivate the Catholic vote hasn't attracted much attention, but the debate over federal funding of embryonic stem cell research has forced it into the open. The Catholic Church is adamantly opposed to the research. Embryos must be destroyed to get stem cells, and the Pope has declared that an embryo, no matter where it is conceived, is a human being. Just 2 months ago, President Bush sent a letter to the Culture of Life Foundation repeating his opposition to research that, quote, involves destroying living human embryos. But White House officials say now the president is struggling with the decision, listening carefully to all sides. His own party is split, with conservative Republicans in the House lobbying against funding, but other conservatives are for it. They argue that the research could help cure diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. This division is reflected inside the usually harmonious Bush administration. The president's pro-life, Catholic Health and Human Services Secretary, Tommy Thompson, is in favor of research, but the president's political advisor, Karl Rove, worries about the fallout with Catholic voters. If the president sides with Catholic leaders on this issue, will that hurt him among the majority of voters, Catholic and other, who polls show are in favor of stem cell research? Maybe, says Deal Hudson, but the majority of Americans will not decide how to vote based on this one issue.
This is a very significant grassroots issue for Catholics.
In particular, Deal Hudson says this is a very significant issue for the coveted constituency of observant Catholics, the ones who learn about ethical issues in church.
This goes back to our distinction between self-identified Catholics who don't practice their faith and those who go to church on a weekly basis. And what we found is that on these kinds of issues, usually there is a difference of 10 percentage points in polling. So that you'll have 10% more who are against the use of embryonic stem cells than not. So it's a matter of knowing the issues and not just learning the issues through secular sources, but actually being instructed in their faith on these issues.
According to John Green, it's not just the ethical teachings Catholics receive in church, it's the political advice.
It really began before the 2000 election, but it was very evident during the campaign. Many more Catholic priests being willing to speak out on issues, a lot more registering of voters. Voter guides have been passed out in Catholic churches. Catholic laity and clergy have become much more vocal on a variety of issues, particularly the life issues. We do see a renewed activism that kind of lines up from the other side with the president's attempt to woo conservative Catholics.
Ronald Reagan was supported by religious conservatives, even though he disappointed them, often. But he won in a landslide, a political luxury that President Bush doesn't have. And that makes an issue like stem cell research all the more difficult to resolve. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.